could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla, and brought to you by VitaCraft. There's no better way to bond with your cat than with a special treat, and VitaCraft Lick and Lap is the way to go. And it's a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. And you can find it at VitaCraft.us. You can also find it at Walmart.com, or you can find it in your pet stores. Don't forget also Good Pets Foods natural supplements and treats for your dog. You can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. You can tune in to us today, also not on, only on your favorite radio station, but on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can watch and listen. You can also watch, or you can also listen on Pound 250 on your smartphone. Also on Alexa, CRN4, TuneIn, and at TalkinPets.com, our website. Just click Listen Live. But once again, this is Talkin' Pets. A catchy tune. That is actually the theme song from The Naked Gun. And happens to be a movie that's come out this weekend. You may want to check it out. But by the way, how are you, Jasmine?
I'm lovely. How are you?
Doing good. People can watch you on Facebook Live right now.
I know.
I wonder if my brother's on there. Usually when you're on, he is too. But you can check it out at Talkin' Pets Radio right now, and you can watch us, all of us here. It's myself, John.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
And also you can give us a call at 818-818-6401. That is the number to call about your pets if you've got a training question or a behavior question. And but, by the way, if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were...
What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee for the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this hole of sadness, my shoes are all checked. Always make it to my seat, it's time to spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were number one out there at the box office, which I'm not surprised, The Fantastic Four, First Steps. And the reason why it's called First Steps, do you guys know why it's called First Steps?
No.
Because was there a baby born?
Yep.
Oh, look at that.
There's a baby in the movie. And it might be a special baby. But it made $170 million in its first week. 170. Pretty darn good. I have to admit, it was good. There was a couple things I didn't like about it, but overall, I did like it a lot. And for $170 million, they're doing pretty good for themselves in 1 week. And you'll see a pet or two involved in the show. Number two out there is Superman. Still doing okay. $306 million in 3 weeks. Doing better than I really kind of thought it would. But Superman, the franchise, is everybody loves Superman. And there was a dog or two that were rescued in that. And actually, there is a dog that stars in it with Superman. So that was pretty cool, and dog was one of my favorite parts in that movie of Superman. Number three, still in the top three there, Jurassic World Rebirth, $311 million in 4 weeks. Animals all over the place. Happen to be dinosaurs, but they're all over the place. And I love that movie. It's one of my favorites. F1, the movie, another good movie with Brad Pitt, $170 million in 5 weeks. Not keeping up with the other three, but still making a lot of money. Consider it's a race movie, race cars, which I've never been involved in racing that much that I liked, but I am now. The movie really won me over. It's a great movie. And number five is Smurfs.
Mm.
And that movie is at $27 million in 2 weeks, so it's not proven too well. Kayla, you saw it, right?
Yeah, no, it wasn't my favorite.
Was it?
Did Cam like it?
He didn't really understand it, honest. I mean, it seems more so for, like, a little bit of older.
And he's five?
He's four.
Oh, he's four.
Yeah, so he didn't... I mean, the colors are cool, but no, not my favorite.
Not as good as the other ones?
I've honestly never seen the other ones because I've never really been interested.
Did you watch the show Smurfs?
No.
No, that was before you were born.
Was it?
They didn't air it, yeah, because what year... Oh, my goodness.
93.
See,
she
now,
keeps digging her nails into me.
Because you're giving her Vitacraft lick and lap, and
yeah.
She will do anything in the world for that. And if, I don't know if you're on Facebook Live right now, if they can see you with the cat.
She's going to have to go to Lick and Lap Anonymous.
Yeah, they can see you. Actually, you'll see Jasmine if you go to at Talkin' Pets Radio right now. And my cat looks like the ears are back, the mouth is wide open, and she can't get enough of the Vitacraft Lick and Lap.
I don't know if you guys heard her growling at me when I went to take my seat back.
But yeah, she, during the showtime, that seat that Jasmine is in is her seat. Doesn't matter if it's you, Jazz, or anybody else, it's hers.
You can't eat the
and
whole package.
She's like, oh, she will. She will try. Like, she's just going crazy for it. She loves that stuff. I'm telling you, you can get your cat to do anything you want it to do with that Vitacraft Lick and Lap.
Are we friends again, Shadow?
But also in the movies, though, I did get to screen one, and I screened, actually, this week, The Naked Gun. And, you know, it's kind of, not kind of, it's very silly, it's very crazy, it's a no-brainer, but I have to admit, Liam Neeson playing the role, because he's always in these tough man movies... It was hysterical just to watch him do some of the things that he did in this movie, especially when he turns from a little girl to a big guy in underwear and a short skirt during a bank robbery. It's in all the trailers. It's hysterical.
What movie is it?
The Naked Gun.
Oh, they remade.
Yeah, and so he actually is the son, supposedly, of Leslie Nielsen, who I knew. And he used to do The Naked Gun. Leslie was one of the first celebrities that I ever met. And then also in the movie is Pam Anderson, who I know as well. She's in this movie with Liam Neeson.
Oh,
they did
okay.
A great job. Pam did a great job, too. It's funny. It's crazy. It's slapstick. It's stupid. But it's everything that if you're going to go see it, you're expecting to see.
Okay.
And it works. But it's a short movie. It's not very long. It's only 85 minutes long. But then once you watch all the trailers before the movie starts, that makes it probably 2 hours. But, you know, go check it out. But you can read my reviews at TalkinPets.com, no G in the talking. Or you can read the reviews on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. So pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That is the number to call with your training questions or your behavior questions. and we want to talk with you guys. So give us a call, 818-818-6401. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Did you give her the whole thing, the lick and lap?
No, I'm making her work for it.
Well, she wasn't pouting anymore because you chased her off the chair.
Yeah.
She was pouting down there.
Yeah, and she was sulking.
Yeah, and you gave her some of the treat and that. Now she's your best buddy.
I'm a horrible, horrible person, right, Shadow?
Not now.
Right.
She's in love with you now. You got that lick and lap. Well, once again, give us a call. This is Talkin' Pets.
Let me ease your mind, oh, Jasmine. Tell me what happened, oh Jasmine. Tell me what happened.
Oh. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
In the Know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to ka'anapaliresort.com. Experience Ka'anapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Ka'anapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com. The Ka'anapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
week, the Arizona Wildlife Park announced the death of their oldest resident bear, Arthur. In a social media post, park staff said, "It is with heavy hearts that we announce the passing of Arthur. Arthur was an American black bear who lived to the age of 24, and at the time of his passing, he was the oldest animal at Arizona. His sweet demeanor made him a favorite of guests and staff alike." Sharing some words from a few of the long-term keepers who interacted with Arthur. "Arthur was the oldest bear at the park, but he lived with all of the juveniles. Sometimes I think being around all their youthful playfulness helped keep him young too. In the drive-thru, we take care of over 100 animals, and Arthur was my number one favorite. Arizona will miss him, quite yet strong presence." Arthur was a patient bear. He showed all the other junior bears how to be a bear. He was respected and loved by all his staff, guests, and bears alike. "Arthur was the first bear I learned to identify out of all of our bears and stood out above the rest. He was so sweet and mobile for an old man, and it was always a highlight of my day watching him drool as I tossed him his Cosequin sandwich. I hope he's enjoying all the peanut butter sandwiches he can eat." Hundreds of the Wildlife Park Facebook followers shared their own kind words and photos of the beloved bear, who will be missed. Rest in peace, Arthur. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Kayla Cavanaugh.
Today I saw some great big bears out in the middle of the woods. They were making peanut butter and it smelled so good. Two bears shelled the peanuts, four bears mashed them up. Six bears took all the peanut butter and put it in the peanut butter cups. And while I watched those big bears work, I heard them sing this song. And though the words were hard to understand, I found myself singing along. They said, "We really like peanut butter. It always gets stuck in the roof of our mouth, but it tastes so good. We really
I like this song.
I can tell.
You play it in the shower.
Now, I got to ask you, now, the music playing behind Kayla while she was reading that was the theme from Arthur. Did anybody catch that?
Like from Arthur the TV show?
The movie.
Oh, the movie.
I didn't see that.
You never saw Arthur?
No, the movie?
With Liza Minnelli, you know?
No, I'm thinking Arthur the cartoon TV show from, like, PBS.
Oh, well, there is a gap in our years, aren't there?
Yes, John.
Anyway.
Let
the games begin!
We have cool stuff. Some different things today that you can win. If you can identify this creature.
That is someone getting electrocuted.
Oh, no.
It is not a creature with a gun, but it is a creature. What creature is that? If you know what animal that is, you can go with, Vitacraft, the lick and lap, like Jasmine was feeding my cat Shadow, and she's going insane for it. You can go with the purr sticks, which are the breakable snacks. Or you could go with, from Good Pets Foods, you can go with three sample treats, one daily probiotic, one multivitamin, and one hip and joint. You can go with that. You can go with the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets, the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music CD on reptiles. We have a bracelet of elephants. You can go with that. Or you could go with, we have a harness for a small dog, like a Chihuahua or a Pomeranian. And also we have from Kayla, Silly Beads by Kayla. Kayla, what did you bring us today to give away?
I have two keychains, actually three, but this other little one, I'm doing back to school items. So it's a little Highland cow, more so made for a boy.
Cool.
And then I have two pens that say dog mom and cat mom, I believe.
Dog mom, cat mom, yes. Pens. Your kid could take to school, for instance.
They're super cute.
Yeah. And then the keychains, you got the dog keychain, with the silly beads. Do you have the cat one?
Nope, this one says Fur Mama, the other one is Dog Mama.
Fur Mama?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I can go either way. So the fur mama, they're keychains, but they're silly beads, so the women can wear them as bracelets, and then dang, this way you don't lose your keys because they're on your wrist. You can go with those, and she's got pens and everything else that she does. And from Workman Publishing, workman.com, you can order your 2026 calendar, but you can win one. And Jasmine, you picked which one to give away?
I picked the New York Times cooking calendar for my kitchen.
So it's a cooking calendar, and it sits recipes on your counter, and it's got a different recipe every day?
Yes,
cool.
A different recipe every day. I think that's pretty cool.
I think that is cool. What did you pick?
Oregon, my Oregon.
So it's all pictures of Oregon. So it's Oregon, my Oregon. It's a calendar, and it's a wall calendar, and it's all different pictures in Oregon, which they look gorgeous, don't they?
Yes.
I've never been to Oregon, but the pictures
are. Me either. Look at this. Yeah, the sky.
Oh, it's gorgeous. So there's many beautiful places in our country that you can go visit. You don't have to go out of the country to have a vacation, but those are your prizes. So you got a lot to pick from. If you can identify what creature makes this sound. 818-818-6401. Play with this. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, take a guess, and you can pick out. You got a choice of many things to pick out. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. That's the number to call if you can tell us what creature that is. It's a little creature.
Okay.
It could actually fit in the palm of your hand. 818-818-6401. If you know what it is, pick up the phone and give us a call.
Do they like trees?
I like trees, too. It doesn't mean I sound like that. But if you know what it is, give us a call and you can be a winner of a prize. So I want to ask you, what's going on in your training world recently? What do you find that is like the biggest training tactic or the biggest problem that a person has with their dog? Like a common...
It's always jumping, barking, maybe reactivity on leash when the dog sees other people or other dogs. You know, stealing food off of the table or countertop.
What do you recommend when the dog's jumping up on you all the time? Or not, maybe not necessarily even you, but maybe your friends or...
So, ignoring a dog that's jumping teaches them that they don't get attention for jumping. But teaching a reliable off command is important. A lot of the issue with dogs jumping is like somebody like me, even me. I don't frequently have people come to my house. So my dog is, Kayla knows, my dog is very excited when she sees somebody. The last time she saw Kayla and Cam and they were leaving, Zelda was howling because she wanted to go with them. She was like, don't leave me here with
her.
She loves Cam. She like, wants to move in with them because Kayla babysat her.
We're going to see if we can fit this in before the break. We have 30 seconds, Pam in Oregon. Pam, what creature makes that sound?
Rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake.
No.
Sorry, you are incorrect.
That was a really good guess, though.
It was a good guess.
Well,
sorry,
I thought
Pam.
It was good until you said it could fit in your hand, and I was thinking, oh, no, maybe not.
I don't think you want a rattlesnake in your hand, but... No. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with more Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
Wind. In this installment, John gives another listener advice on how to handle those tough kitty litter troubles.
Out to Helena, Montana, and Evelyn. Hey, Evelyn, thank you, darling.
When I'm frantic about this crazy little critter, I brought him in from the alley and got him fixed and cleaned up and gave him a brand new haircut and everything because he was in a horrible state of affairs. They dumped him. Somebody left him, you know.
It's not a possum, is it?
Oh, no possum. He's my kitty cat.
Oh, okay.
He's a boy cat, and he's so sweet, and he's a paradoxus, what do you call it, the six toes?
Mm-hmm.
But we call them special.
Yeah, you know, he is. He's so lovable. God love him. I don't see how anybody could throw him away there like they did. Anyway, I've had him a year now. Last winter, he was wonderful. He'd poo and pee in the poo pans, you know. All of a sudden, here it is. We're freezing our tutus off. Is it something?
Your tutus.
Trying to be nice. But honestly, God, it's so cold and the snow is piling up, you know, and he insists on peeing and pooing out in that no, pardon my French. That's no. And he won't use the poop pen. Now, what is wrong with him? I'm frantic. I don't know what to do. I don't have to put him out every cotton pick in 20 minutes, you know?
One of the things, though, too, Evelyn, if he's used to going outside, which he's an outdoor
cat. He was
cat,
when he was deserted.
So he's used to that out there going outside.
I know, but to use the poop pen is wonderful all last winter. And now all of a sudden he walks past it and wants outside. It makes me furious.
It's like you're going to have to retrain him again to be an indoor cat. And then once you get him trained to be an indoor cat again, you have to keep him as an indoor cat and not kind of renege and say, oh, poor kitty, and let him out again.
He yells, you know, meow, meow.
He's a very demanding cat, isn't
he? Yes, he is. He's a little stinker. You come back with a boo. And everybody said, hey, that cat had been dead years ago if it had been in my house. I said, I can't do that. I brought that life home from the, you know, the animal shelter.
One of the things I want to state, too, is if a cat stops using the
litter box, it's the poo pen.
The poo pen. That's the new
poo pen.
But one of the things you want to do is make sure you keep the cat in the area of its litter box. And then as you see that the cat is starting to use the litter box again, then you can gradually let it have room at the house again. But what a lot of people do is they say, oh, my cat's pooing all over the house. Or peeing all over the house, and then they still let them run all over the house. You know, so if you don't have the cat restricted to the poo pen area, then you're going to have problems.
That really is some pretty good advice from John and professional trainer Maria Paez, but I got to be honest with you guys. Training calls like that make for a great Talking Pets show. But if you really want to be on one of the, you know, super cool Talking Pet Rewind installments, hey, just call up and say,
poo pen. The poo pen. To use the poo pen. Wonderful.
It's the poo pen.
The poo pen. That's the new one.
Poo pen. Finland is a significant location for both migrating and resident geese, particularly the barnacle goose, with over 500,000 birds passing through during peak migration periods. The country serves as a stopover point and breeding ground for these birds, and their migration patterns are closely monitored due to their impact on both the ecosystem and human activities like farming. A recently established population of barnacle geese derived from Greenland population, has also bred regularly in Finland since 1971. Barnacle geese can cause damage to crops, leading to conflicts with farmers. Organizations like BirdLife Finland and the Finnish Meteorological Institute monitor their migration and breeding, with research focusing on managing the impact of the geese. Introduced to Finland in the 1960s, The Canada goose is now established with a population of 9,000 to 10,000 pairs. Lesser white-fronted goose is critically endangered species, is the focus of international conservation efforts as Finland is part of the migration route. Gray lag goose and bean goose, these are also found in Finland and are hunted in some areas. The abundance of geese in urban areas like Helsinki can lead to issues with droppings in parks and public spaces, including beach areas. These droppings can carry E. coli and Salmonella. Farmers may seek compensation for crop damage caused by geese, highlighting the need for sustainable solutions. Organizations are working to find a balance between protecting these birds and managing their impact on human activities. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and this is not a goose. It's not a rattlesnake. But I could see why she would think it was a rattlesnake. But it would fit in the palm of your hand. Some people have them as pets, but you do have to have a license in order to have one as a pet. So, what do you think it is that makes that sound? If you know, there's lots to choose from. Calendars from Workman Publishing, or you can go with... from Silly Beads by Kayla. You can go with the keychain. One's a fur mama. You can go with dog mom. You can go with a kid's keychain for your kid. Or there's pens. Kayla, where can they find out more? I know they can see pictures of them on TalkinPets.com, our website, but if they wanted to call to order, because they can buy them for kids at school or for conferences. You also have lanyards. You make lanyards as well?
No, I make the badge holders.
Oh, the badge holders.
Yes. But yes, on the website, my email and phone number is on the little card on the website, so you can always reach out to me.
You can find the information there, but you can win one if you can guess what creature makes that sound. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. What makes this sound? I want to give a shout-out on Facebook Live to my buddy from high school, Brian. Hey, Brian, how you doing? And you got some friends on there, too, don't you?
I do. I think I saw Elena. I saw Ruckus. What's up, you guys?
I saw Darla on there. And then,
Darla.
Leva's on there. She has a sick kitty called Kiki.
I hope her kitty gets better.
Yeah,
hey, Leva.
We hope the kitty gets better, and make sure you take her to a vet. 818-818-6401 is the number, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a guess on that one, what you think it is. We're going to go out to Jason, and Jason happens to be in Oregon.
I know, that's what I was just looking at.
Where are you at in Oregon, Jason?
Southern Oregon.
Southern Oregon. And you think you know what this is?
A squirrel.
Congratulations.
Good job, good job.
You got it. It wasn't a rattlesnake. It was a squirrel.
We have to show him the calendar.
So, I know you've got choices, Jason, to pick out, but I do have to admit, I just got them today, actually, and Workman Publishing sent me a calendar on Oregon, and the scenes are gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Is that what Oregon really looks like? I mean, because it's beautiful.
Yeah, I enjoy it here.
Maybe I need to move. I'm thinking now after looking at this calendar. So it's a 2026 calendar. You can go with the Oregon calendar, or we've got the dog treats or the cat treats, or we got a cooking calendar. We also have the Silly Beads by Kayla. You can go with the keychains for Fur Mama or Dog Mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's got the ink pens, as well, dog mom, cat mom, and then a kid's keychain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, let's go with the calendar, even though I live here.
Yeah.
They're beautiful pictures.
They are. They're gorgeous.
The photographer did a really good
job. Makes you want to move there.
I'm pretty sure they've enhanced some of the colors in that, but it's still...
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So we'll get that out to you. You get the Oregon calendar coming out to you. So stay on the line, Jason, and talk with Sydney. We'll get your address, and we'll ship that out to you. It'll be coming from Workman Publishing, just so you know. That's Jason out there in Oregon, Southern Oregon, and... Yeah, workman.com, if you want to check out a calendar for 2026, I highly recommend them. But we started early. We usually give calendars away like in the last 2 months of the year. So we're in August now, and we've got enough calendars. They gave us enough to give away until the end of the year. That's so awesome. We still have Jasmine's calendar to give away, which is a cooking calendar, which is, I will admit, I wanted it because the recipes look really cool.
John, do you even cook?
I do.
You do?
Believe it or not.
I've never seen, yeah.
Not a lot. Not a lot, but I can cook. But I wanted a wall calendar because I keep track of everything with the show and everything with my wall calendar. Desk calendars, where am I going to put it? Look at the desk.
I'm putting this on my kitchen counter because it feels,
are you going to try
recipes on it?
A recipe out of it?
Yeah, that's the whole point. Okay. I don't want to just look at
it. It looks good to eat, but I've got to make it? No way. So... Again, you can win something, and what we'll do, since Jason got that one, which was a squirrel, I'll give you another one, and if you know what creature makes this sound, I will say you'd find them out in a very hot climate. Hmm. What creature makes that sound?
A pterodactyl.
You don't know what that is?
No.
We've played it before. Maybe not exactly that particular sound.
Yeah, no, I don't.
But it's very close to that. 818-818-6401. What creature makes that sound? And then you can pick out a calendar or silly beads or cat treats or dog treats. We'll let you know if you win. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Okay. I know there's more news that you can, now in these days with social media and everything, you can look at your phone and find out what's going on with the weather and everything like that. But I know it's not just me, and I do keep the news on, mm-hmm. but the weather's insane.
Yes.
Between the floodings and the heat. I've had my pool for years now. I put it in 10, 12 years ago. The first time I stepped in it last night, it felt like I was taking a bath.
Oh, wow.
My water's never been that warm in my pool because I have, like, freshwater springs when they put it in.
Uh-huh.
I saw them, actually, when they built it. So my water, like, pool temperature is usually pretty cool. It's like taking a bath in there.
That's the temperature I like for a pool to be.
Well, you and me both, but I'm not complaining, but I've just never seen it like that.
You have a heated pool.
But it's been in, like, triple digits. It's been 105 here and so on and so forth. We don't get this.
Yeah.
You know, all across the country, people are dealing with travesty.
Extreme weather conditions. Yeah.
I mean, you saw in New York and New Jersey, everything going on there.
I'm quite terrified of hurricane season this year.
And what's going on with the airplanes? They just don't seem to be staying up in the air.
Yeah, they just fall out.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's like another airplane incident happened. And
you're talking about the one that caught on fire on the runway before they even took off?
Well, no, they landed it, and it caught on fire, the engine, and everybody had to evacuate.
Oh, my gosh.
But there's a whole bunch of things going on out there, which are very, very strange.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether you believe in climate change or not, you need to be prepared.
Oh, yeah.
And you also need to be prepared for your pets. You love your pets. You don't want to leave them behind. And we see on the news where most people are trying to grab their pets and take them with them. I know last year when we had Hurricane Helene here, I had water in my yard up to my waist. And it even got into the front part of my house. And I saw people practically swimming down my street. I've never seen like that in my life. They were carrying babies over their heads, cats over their heads. I couldn't believe they had cats over their heads. My cat would, I'd be losing eyes.
You'd be surprised because if something like crazy was happening, they would probably
calm down.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, he's.
I wouldn't risk it. You know, have that crate ready, especially in this day and age.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, but we want to know, what is that sound? 818-818-6401. Give us a call and win something. Think Africa.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center.
If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Thank you.
Justin Timberlake, who just wrapped his world tour on Wednesday, revealed he has been battling Lyme disease. The pop singer said he decided to share his diagnosis to shed some light on what I've been up against behind the scenes. His post also came after he received backlash online from fans who attended the Electric Castle Festival in Romania earlier this month. In TikTok videos posted by several attendees, the Grammy winner is seen telling the crowd to sing, "Come On," while performing his hit, "Can't Stop the Feeling." Some expressed disappointment at the performance, commenting in their posts that they felt Timberlake barely sang. If you've experienced this disease or know someone who has, then you're aware living with this can be relentlessly debilitating, both mentally and physically. Timberlake said his diagnosis came as a shock, but explained why he would experience a massive amount of nerve pain, fatigue, or sickness while performing. He kicked off his The Forget Tomorrow World Tour in April of 2024 in Vancouver and wrapped it on Wednesday in Turkey. "I'm so glad I kept going," he posted. "Not only did I prove my mental tenacity to myself, but now I have so many special moments with all of you that I will never forget. I was reluctant to talk about this because I was always raised to keep something like this to yourself. But I am trying to be more transparent about my struggles so that they are not misinterpreted," according to Justin. After Timberlake revealed his diagnosis, many fans expressed their support in the comments. "Rooting for your healing, Familia. Massive of you to forage ahead in the midst of it all for the love of music and your audience," wrote fellow artist Miguel. Lyme disease is spread through people through bites of black leg ticks, according to the CDC. Symptoms include fever, fatigue, headache, and skin rash. It can spread to the heart, joints, and nervous system if left untreated. Other celebrities who have previously opened up about battling Lyme disease include Justin Bieber and Amy Schumer. In 2020, Schumer asked for followers on Instagram, "Anyone get Lyme this summer? I got it, and I'm on doxycycline. I have maybe had it for years." Avril Lavigne also revealed to People magazine in 2015 that she was bedridden for 5 months while battling Lyme disease. "I felt like I couldn't breathe. I couldn't talk and I couldn't move," she said at the time. "I thought I was dying." The singer continued, "There were definitely times I couldn't shower for a full week because I could barely stand. It felt like having all your life sucked out of you." Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. You know, I do like Justin Timberlake. I think he's a good artist.
Yeah, me too.
It's funny because we were doing a show, I think in California, and Bobby, one of the producers from the show, knew one of the members of NSYNC.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because they were doing a tour at something in L.A. when we were there, and they were staying at the hotel that we were staying at. And it was bizarre because they would be coming in at a certain time. like late at night, or we would be going out or whatever, you know, early in the morning. And I think one time we were going up to Chippy's house, and it was very early in the morning, and they were walking in. So we saw them all, you know, Justin and everybody, the whole gang walking in. And Bobby knew the one guy. I met the one as well in Ybor. He was having fun in Ybor, so I met him there.
Probably Lance.
Yeah, it was Lance, actually. And yeah, cool group.
That's awesome.
Kind of wish they would come back, you know, all of them. But
yeah.
818-818-6401. Somebody still stands a chance to win something if you know what this is. Think Africa.
Hmm.
Some people think they're a horse.
Oh.
818-818-6401. I didn't see that one in San Diego. Andrew. Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
Great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Well, you're on the road. Make sure you got at least one hand on that wheel.
Or both. Preferably both.
Yeah. Not your knee.
It kind of sounds like a hyena, I mean, a jackass. It's a zebra.
So you're going with the zebra?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Good job.
It is not a jackass, and it is not a hyena.
John was ready to press the reject button.
Yeah, it's not a hyena. It kind of sounds like a jackass, a donkey.
Yes.
But it's actually a zebra.
You know, it's so weird that, you know, jackass is an animal, so you can call it that.
Yeah.
Or a donkey. It's like when you talk about a female dog, you use, you know, the word bitch for a female dog.
Wow.
And that's okay. It's all in the terminology of how it's used. So you were correct. What do you want to go with, Andrew, in San Diego? We got the cooking calendar, which is a desk calendar from Workman Press. We have from Kayla for Silly Beads. We have the keychains, Dog Mom, Cat Mom. We have a kid's keychain. We have pens as well, ink pens at Cat Mom, Dog Mom. They're both mom? No dad, huh?
No.
Got to get a dad going here.
No dad.
You got cat treats from Vitacraft. You've got treats from Good Pets Foods for dogs. You want the cat treats?
Yes, please. My cat goes crazy for those treats.
Yeah, they're amazing. Like Jasmine was feeding my cat the lick and lap and going nuts. We will send that out to you, and just stay on the line there, Andrew, and we'll get your address and we'll ship it to you.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew. Hold on. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. 818-818-6401. So, Lyme disease. Have you ever known anybody that had it?
Yes.
So did I, and it's horrible.
You can get rid of it, right?
Well, you can go on doxycycline like that one person was talking about, but it really affects. If you don't know you have it, it can really hurt
but
you.
But, like, you can get rid of it. It's not...
Yeah, eventually it could go away, through the medicines, but you don't want to get it at all. So make sure you cover yourself up. Don't get ticks. Bye for now. Spay and neuter your pets. This is Talkin' Pets.
Views expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.